A small portion of property taxes in Kansas helps the government construct and maintain certain state buildings. But under the bill passed by the Senate, that portion would be eliminated and the costs would be covered by other state funds. Some critics say the bill could hinder repairs at the state's universities. Republican Senator Karen Tyson says that's not the case.
And I just want to stress that we did not change any of the way the money is used, just the funding mechanism.
Democratic Governor Laura Kelly says she doesn't want to pass more tax cuts this session. Lawmakers might not need her signature, though, as this bill earned bipartisan support in the Senate. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Daniel Caudill at the State House.